Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it. Turn our Bibles over to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 9. My God. Hallelujah. I think we're going to back up a little. My God. I'm going to back up. Let's read from one. Let's go to one. And we'll work our way down this morning. Come on. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you're doing in my life. Say, thank you for a next level, Lord. Say, Lord, level me up. Say, Lord, level me up. Yeah, come on. Tell your neighbor. Say, Lord, level me up. Yeah, yeah. Tell him the Lord is leveling me up. He's taking me up. Wait. Find one neighbor, man. Find a neighbor, right? So like you're not my neighbor. You take her. My neighbor is online. All the online people say the Lord is leveling me, oh, because I was about to say dung, but I like that's exactly. He is what? Leveling me up. Where is he? What is he doing? How? He's taking me higher. Come on, somebody praise God. Wow, my God. Let's go to verse 3. We're gonna read 3, man. It says, "For what the law could not do." What the law could not do. That mean the law couldn't do it. It was not able to do it. I'm just saying the same thing in different words. It can do it. What the law could not do in that it was what? Weak. Through what? Oh, you see what happens there? The flesh weakens the law. What the law couldn't do in the what? Flesh. Listen, sometimes we go through life in the flesh. Flesh. I think I'm going to talk easy to you guys. I'm not going to scream this morning. Sometimes we go through life in the flesh. What does that mean? You know what that means? How you feel. How you feel. Like today's a rainy day. Not hitting those who are not in church. This has nothing to do with that. But you know, this is pastor now. Listen what I told Kim. You know when that thunder made that big sound this morning? Let me pray and I'll talk to you. God, Lord, we thank you for this word that you speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray today you will change our hearts. You'll level us up. You will level us up today. Level us up. Level us up. Level us up. Level us up. Level us up today. In the name of Jesus. Mashakatale kataya kapaya. Mayabo sanadabakataya. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. You may be seated. So this morning, when it was thundering, who heard the thunder? Did it only thunder in my house? That was actually the Holy Ghost then. Right? So we heard that thunder. Kim came in the room and I looked at Kim. I said, Kim, we should sleep in this morning. Some of you holy people don't have those thoughts because you're not even human anymore. You're so in the spirit. So I said, Kim, you know, Sister LaToya would say, no, pastor, you can't say that. Huh? Oh, she even thought of sleeping in. Right? So hold on. What I'm saying, if you live in the flesh, you will move contrary to the spirit. In all areas of life, not only when it's raining. I'm talking about when you're at work and somebody steps on your toe. And you want to let it go. Hello? And you want to let it go. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about you want to let it go through your mouth. And some of you want to even break it down. Pow! Or, you know, no, that's a little too much. Sometimes you want to do a little. Or a mash back. That's what? That's the flesh. That's the flesh. And the law could not touch your flesh. Because sin prevailed from Adam to Moses to David and to all the prophets. Because what? It was still the law, and the law can't minister to the flesh. The flesh weakens the law. The law was perfect. It came from God. But when it hits man, it is weak. Because it doesn't renew the spirit. Amen? Good. So this morning I said, boy, we could sleep in. But that was the flesh wanting to get comfortable. No, there is no way on earth pastor would ever say a thing like that. But the thought. Hello? The thought was there. Because what? The enemy will always rap on the flesh. He can't rap on your spirit. He's going to rap on your flesh. He's going to rap on your flesh and he will expect an answer. When he rap, he expects an answer. But I want to show us something this morning, what God says about you and me. Are you ready? For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. What happened next? God did. Almighty God. Who did? Who did? Every trouble that the enemy tries to bring up in your life, God has an answer. Everything the enemy is trying to stir up in your life, God has the power to change it. And if God could have dealt with sin, what is sickness for God? What is financial trouble for God? What is marital issues for God? What is relationship matters to God? What is friends that are bothering you? My God, what is the legal system for God? With man, things are impossible. With man, things are hard. With man, it seems like there is no way out. But I came to tell you that this morning, that with God, all things are possible. And I believe that we need to find the posture of Mary and say, Mary, be it unto me according to your word. Somebody came up here this morning, Sister Nikki, and she said, if it is written, I believe it. It is mine. Didn't God says, now unto him that is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above you could ask, think, or imagine. Oh my God, according to what? The power. So can God level you up this morning? Can God take you higher? Can God cause you to scale? Can God call you to like take an elevator to new levels? You don't have to go level 1 to level 2 to level 3. No. You can go from level 1 to level 6. You can go from level 1 to 10 because God is with you. Did you hear what I just said? You can go from level 1 to level 20 because God is with you. Didn't the word say last week, it is now time for God to favor you? Favor don't take you step by step. Favor causes you to miss some floors. So what the flesh was weak, the law couldn't do. What did God do? God did. God don't just sit around and do nothing. God don't just sit around. God has set up a system to bless us. And when you enter into the kingdom, you become an heir of the kingdom. Hello? You know, even if you're adopted into a rich family and they adopt you as a son, legally you are entitled to what the father has, even though you were as once a stranger. You could have been a bum on the road, eating out of the garbage bin, sleeping on the subway, riding the train up and down without any aim in life. But the moment you got adopted, then you got adopted into a specific family. You now become an heir, or meaning that you are now in line for an inheritance. I want to tell you that we were once strangers. We were once foreigners. We were once sinners. We were once lost. But mighty God, we were born into the family of God. And now that we are born, no, you didn't just get adopted. You got born again. I said, you got born again. So now you don't have to worry if you're in line. You see, baby David's not in church, but he's home with mommy. But he don't have to worry about nothing because he was born into our home. So whose responsibility is it? Our responsibility. Who got to feed him? We got to feed him. Who got to clothe him? We got to clothe him. Who got to change his diaper? We got to change his diaper. Who got to clean his skin? We got to clean his skin. I want to tell you, the God that you serve is more than able to take care of you. He said, if he takes care of the lily, how much more won't you, his children? Come on, come on, come on. Know your position this morning. The Bible said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. They shall be what? Strong. How are you going to walk as a child of God? Come on, walk strong. Walk firm. They that know their God shall be strong. You know what knowing is? Knowing is an exchange. I said knowing is an exchange. Knowing is not just head knowledge. Knowing is spirit knowledge. Knowing is spirit. Knowing is spirit. Who bears witness that you're saved? The Holy Spirit bears witness that we are what? The children of God. So knowing is not this. Knowing is this spirit. You know after the spirit. So they that know their God, you're going to be strong. Because when you know, you're getting an exchange. I knew Pastor Sharon. We got 5 kids. What there was? An exchange. And we got what? 5 children. Now when you exchange with God, you're going to become fruitful. I'll say it again. I'll go back again. I said if you exchange with God, you will become fruitful. If you exchange in prayer, you're going to become fruitful. If you exchange in reading of the word, you'll become fruitful. When you get into worship, you exchange with God. And you're going to find strength. And you're going to find joy. You know what you give him? Heaviness. And he gives you a garment of praise. Meaning, you'll find joy that you didn't have. When you get exchanging with God, he says he gives you beauty for what? Ashes. You got ashes, he got beauty. Trade it. Exchange the ashes for beauty. You got cares? Give him the cares and he will give you rest. You want to rest? Exchange with Jesus. Know him. Know him. You might be sitting here and you're saying, Pastor, I don't think I know him. I want to tell you there is a getting to know. Say, Lord, that I may know him. Lord, I want to know you. I want to be able to know God like how Pastor knows God. I want to be able to pray like how the mothers of the church pray. I want to be able to worship like the worship team. I want to dance like the people in church. But you got to ask. He said, ask and it shall be. God is not a genie. I said, God is not a genie. He said, to him that asks, he receives. To him who asks, but God, you know what I need. He said, you got to ask. You cannot bypass the principles of the kingdom of God and expect elevation. You cannot bypass the principles that are laid down in the word of God and expect your life to change. No, he said, ask and it shall be given. Hey, seek and you will find. He that seeks what? Find it. To him that knocketh, what's going to happen? The door shall be open. So you got to ask, you got to seek, and you got to knock. So the knowing is not head. The knowing is in the spirit. The knowing is what? In the spirit. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Come on, somebody. Turn me up. Shamakati la roshata da katia. Rusanda da ba shonde doko saya. Reboko satada bako sinana. Heba shalabaka saya. Hallelujah. God did by what? Sending his own son in the likeness of what? Sinful flesh. How did God send him? I find it amazing that God sent Jesus just like me and you. In the same body that you and I are housed in. He didn't look for something different. Because God had to deal with a common situation. He had to deal with a common problem. And that problem was what? Sin. So he had to have used what the enemy used to defeat us in the first place. The enemy used our ear. He went up to Mama Eve and he said, Mama Eve, hello girl, what's up? And she said, hey devil. Or I don't know, maybe his name was different. Right? She said, hello. You see, you got to be careful who you talk to. Not everybody that called you, you ought to answer. You got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to say no. You got to know when to hit reject. I don't really preach like this, but you got to know when to hit reject. You got to be careful of the voices in your ear. If faith comes by hearing, I want to tell you, distress comes by hearing. Anxiety comes by hearing. My God, frustration comes by hearing. I love my family, but not all of them are good for me. I love my relatives, but not all of them are good for me. They're not going to take me where God wants me to go. If I listen to them, I follow to them, I wouldn't even preach. God, they don't even, some of them probably don't believe in going to church. You got to know who to listen to. You got to know what phone calls to take. You got to know who you're sharing your number with. Don't give everybody a number, because now you will now be responsible for conversations with them. And you're going to, when I give you my number, I'm welcoming indulgence. Yeah, we're going to talk. Why would I give you my number if I don't want you to call me? To say, oh, she has my number, she has my number, he has my, no, that means we got to talk. So when you give your number, don't expect that they're not going to call. You know, so I give you my number, I hope you don't call me. No, you got to know who to talk to. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. In the counsel. Watch the people that are counseling you. Watch the people that are giving you. Now, you can get counsel not only over the phone. You get counsel on Facebook. You get counsel on shorts and reels, Instagram, and all that. Devil got all these things set up. Amen. Let me share a story. So after I had COVID, I felt good the third day. So I woke up, I felt good. Lots of energy because I was like knocked out for 2 days. I don't even know what happened. Like, I don't know, one full day I was knocked out. So first day I got it, second day I knocked out, third day I was good. So I got up. Now, this is where wisdom kicks in. So I got up. And I felt good. I did a live. And then I stayed up and I was watching videos on YouTube. So, you know, you have these critical guys that critique pastors. Anybody ever seen one of those? Thank you so much. Amen. I'm not alone. Amen. So they like critique this ministry. And then they'll critique this ministry. And they'll show you every wrong that this person is doing. Can I tell you, I feel like I let in a spirit. Yeah, I feel like I opened a door and something came in. And you know, I had to unfollow that person. Because every time I listen to those guys, it's like something is wrong. I just feel something is wrong. There is something wrong. There is something that's wrong. So I had to unsubscribe, block, so they don't come back up. And now these guys have hundreds of thousands of followers, so they're not like weirdo, quirky people. But what they're doing is speaking against the Holy Ghost. They're speaking against a move of God. Those type of guys. So now you can't expect to swim in a river and talk against the river. You can't expect to indulge in the Holy Ghost and listen to people that will fill your ears on things that are contrary. So you have to be careful now of the counsel you are receiving, because it could block your knowing. I'll say that again. It will block your knowing. Blessed is a man that walks not in the what? Counsel of the ungodly. Now everyone have different levels of revelation. And every person is responsible for the level of revelation that they have received. Now if you understand that God is a healer, you're going to see healing. If you understand God is a deliverer, you're going to see. But you over here, you don't believe that God is a healer, you're not going to see healing. You're not going to see miracles. You don't believe in faith, you're not going to get nothing supernatural. So now we are responsible for the revelation that we have. So now I always use examples like this. Anyone heard of Max Lucado? Anyone ever read a Max Lucado book? Give me an amen, like. Good. Okay, we got five amens, right? Max Lucado was a man who did not believe in speaking in tongues. He didn't believe in speaking in tongues. He was a nice, soft churchgoer and a famous writer. Famous writer on TV all the time, but he didn't believe in speaking in tongues. Max Lucado, I think it was like in 2020 or 2021, he said one day he was in his quiet time praying, and all of a sudden he found his mouth start to say funny words. Funny words! All by himself. He wrote all those beautiful devotionals that you read, all those nice books. Go Google him. Too much. His stuff is so much. But guess what? He got a revelation. Now it is real to him. So now guess what? He's going to talk about it. Prior to his encounter or his experience, he could not talk about it. I want to tell you, you just hunger for God and God will meet you right where you are. You just thirst for him and you're going to get more of him. What the thing says, if you seek me, you shall find me. But you see, sometimes we don't search with all of our hearts. We search with like top. Like, I want more of you, Lord. But when you feel like you're getting more, you're like, no. Anyone ever like intentionally say, I don't want to go deeper? No, let me tell you. Sometimes I'm afraid to go deeper. I'm telling you. Because it's new territory. It's an untrodden road. So when you feel like you're going deep, you're like, oh man, wait, more? You're like, take a pull back. You're like, I'm comfortable over here. But God, you want me to step in over here where it is uncomfortable. Guess what you got to do? You got to go where it is uncomfortable. That's where the blessing is. Because you know what that is? That is you coming out of the flesh. You coming out of what is comfortable. You coming out of what is mundane. And you're saying, God, I'm going in. That's how you level up. It's not comfortable, but God wants to level you up. Come on, somebody say, receive my portion. Oh, Jesus. Let's go quickly now. He condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be what? Fulfilled in who? In who? Not in Jesus. Jesus was the spotless Lamb of God. He was holy, righteous, without sin. So he was good. But he came to take our sin, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in me and in you, so that you can level up. Because before that, you were bound to your flesh and you were bound to sin, but God wanted you to come higher. God wanted you to enjoy the things of the kingdom. God wanted you to walk on the high places with him, but sin was weighing you down. So God dealt with sin that righteousness may come. We're moving. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the what? Who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit. And that's a capital S. Not your spirit. You are walking according to the Holy Spirit. Now, we went evangelism on Friday. And, you know, we're there handing out the backpacks and stuff. And we're handing, and everything is good and good, good. And there was a guy there and he was good. Everything was good. But the moment I say, can I pray for you? The moment I give him the opportunity to administer some Holy Ghost in him, he said, no. And he got angry now. It was me and Mike. He got angry. He said, I'm a very spiritual person. So it's like the demons in him now start to rage. I'm spiritual. You know, he's walking around. I'm spiritual. Because what? Spirit knows spirit. I'll say that again. Spirit knows spirit. When you're walking in the power of the name of Jesus, demons are going to recognize. They're going to recognize. You remember when Jesus went and he was preaching in the gatherings, the demon says, why have thou come to torment us? Why have you come to torment us? There's some places you're going to go, and when you begin to operate, people are going to get mad for no reason. But what? Because God has leveled you up in the spirit. Don't get offended. Keep a smile on. Keep the door open. Keep the door open so that next time the Holy Ghost can witness to those demons and say, hey, it's time for you to go. This man needs to be liberated. And the man can say, hey, you can pray with me today. Amen? We got to get power. But it says here now, we're not walking in the flesh, but those who are now of the spirit. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. The reason why a lot of Christians are carnal, meaning they live their lives like the world, is because of where our mind is. All I want to do is look good, smell good, and feel good. Because you know what that would do? That would give me a good rep in society. And people would say, oh, Pastor Sam, you look good today. Wow. Pastor Sam, you smell good today. Wow. Man, how you feeling, sir? I'm feeling good, man. And now, when whatever makes the flesh feel good, you will go after it. Yeah. You see where I'm going? Yes. Whatever makes the flesh feel good, you'll go after it. So if adultery makes the flesh feel good, I'll go after it. If drugs make the flesh feel good, I'll go after it. If watching TV all day, now, some people could watch news all day. That makes them feel good. You're not always looking at bad things, but you're not doing things that will elevate your spirit. Some of us, we just like to do housework all day. Housework, nonstop. Because your house got to be the cleanest. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No. Because what? Number one, you want to feel good. That you are clean. Say that again. Yeah, it gives you a high. That, oh, another man might be on crack, but you're on Clorox. You understand? But that doesn't do nothing for the spirit. We know the little saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know what that is? Stewarding what God has given to you. You have to be a good steward. You got to take care of your house. You got to keep 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 your car clean. Da, 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 da. That's stewarding what God has given to you. Right? Like, we're on a journey to steward our car. Because we have not mastered keeping our car clean. But do you know for the last 3 weeks we have done it? Remembering to take the garbage out. Because the kids, they eat, they leave everything in the back of the car. Chocolate, candy, melting away. Anybody have kids? They leave it, they put the stuff, leave it. Right? But you know what we did? We said, you know, 3 weeks ago, we went, we cleaned the car. And I said, guys, we're going to take the garbage out every time we walk out the car. I know we're tired. I know we're busy. I know all of this stuff. But guess what? We made a choice to do it. But that's still to keep our environment clean. But that doesn't level us up in the spirit, right? So now, whatever makes the flesh happy, that's what you will do. But God wants to take us higher because we are not people that are after the flesh. We are people that are after the spirit, meaning we are after the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, know ye not that you are the temple. You are what? You are the place where the Holy Ghost dwells. So look at your neighbor, say, hey, temple. You're a temple. You're the one that carries the presence of God in the earth. You have responsibility. So now, when you see a temple, it should look a certain way.
Yes. Amen.
When you see a temple, it has a certain look. And it has a certain aura. It has a certain aura. You know, back in the days, all churches had steeples. You know, when you see a church, you see a long steeple, you see a cross on the top. You know it's a what? Church. So you know that's a place of refuge. That's a place of rescue. If you're depressed, you can go to the church and you can get prayer. Now you and I, the Bible says, we are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So that means if you are not in the earth, there is darkness. There is darkness because what? Darkness is the absence of light. And what does the light do to darkness? It gets rid or it dispels darkness. If we walk in the spirit, we live according to the longings. You know what the Holy Ghost is after? Souls. The Holy Ghost is after man getting saved. To them he gives power to become the sons of God. He said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, what you're going to become? My witnesses. You're going to be a witness for me. You're going to, the way you live, it's going to witness. The way you talk, it's going to witness. My God, the way you behave, it is going to witness that I've done a work in your life. Sometimes we just put the word witness when we go hand out tracts or hand out a card. No, we ought to witness all the time. We ought to witness when we're at work. We ought to witness when we're in school. We ought to witness when we are home. Amen? It's a complete work. Who is doing it? It is the Holy Spirit that is doing the good work in us. So we're not walking according to the flesh, but we're walking according to the Spirit. So did you ever say, when I was driving to church, I said, Holy Ghost, I want you to use me today. I want you to use me to bless some people. Right? Now, I'm talking about the things that the Holy Ghost is going to. I can't say, Holy Ghost, I want you me to eat some food. Holy Ghost, I'm eating food. God will satisfy your mouth with good things. But that's not really what the Holy Ghost wants to do. The Holy Ghost wants to impact a life. The Holy Ghost wants to lift burdens. The Holy Ghost wants to bring deliverance. The Holy Spirit wants, my God, to change some people's destiny. And my God, what the enemy meant for evil, he wants to turn it around for what? Good. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, you see what happened there? Live is a position. Live is a position. Not those who sometimes live, but those who live. You know, for the most part, when you go and you fill out papers, they ask you things like, where have you been living for the last 3 years? Because that shows that it's your resident, your long-term resident. God wants us to live in the Holy Spirit. Live in the Holy Spirit. Live in the Holy Spirit. Do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the things of the Spirit, my God. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. You want to have peace? Live according to what God wants. Every morning you wake up, who lives within you? The Holy Ghost. Who are you? The temple of the Holy Ghost. When you wake up in the morning, say, Holy Ghost, what are we doing today? What do you want to do in me? What do you want to do in... Don't we sing song like, use me, fill me? Because God wants to do something with us. God wants to use us to bring hope. God wants to use us to bring change. God wants us to go out and speak words of life. Because the carnal mind is, now look at this. Now, we don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against who? Enmity against God. Meaning you and God is not friends. When you walk according to your own longings or whatever your mind feels. That's why you see this mind thing. Somebody goes, oh, my mind told me to do this. My mind told me to do that. Mind. Listen, no. You got to make sure your mind aligns with what God wants to do. You got to constantly renew your mind. Renewing of the mind according to the word of God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Nor indeed can be. So if you ever try to live out of your mind, you're not going to be in fellowship with God. Because the mind or the emotions, it can't serve God unless you are born again. You got to get born again. Then you can renew your mind. Amen? So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, we could go to the works of the flesh, but we're not going there. But you are not in the... All right, this is where we want to hit home. For you are not. You're what?
Not.
Oh, Pastor, what kind of thing is this? You are telling me I'm not alive? Yes, you're alive. But what he's saying, your position has changed. Your position. Now, you're still living at your address. You're still living in your house. But now that you're born again, your position has changed. You have crossed from death, which the flesh represents. And now you have come to life, which is in Christ. Amen? But you are not in the flesh, but you are in the what? You are in the Spirit. And now if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. How does the Spirit of God come and dwell? The moment you receive Jesus, the moment you receive, the Holy Ghost comes. But now you have to give the Holy Ghost room to dwell, to dwell, to dwell. Now, he can be living there, but he can be dormant because you're not feeding him. When you feed the Spirit, how do you feed the Spirit? You get into the Word. You get into prayer. You get into fellowship. It doesn't change. The formula has not changed for 2,000 years. Word, prayer, fellowship, worship. You do those four things, your life, you're going to dwell in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God will dwell in you how? Richly. The Bible says, let the Spirit of God dwell in you richly, richly. You are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. My God, the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Oh, my God. So now we got to have this understanding that we are in the Spirit. Don't expect me to live like the world. Why, Pastor? I'm a Christian. No, it's because of where I am. I am in the Spirit. And if I'm in the Spirit, I will not fulfill the longings of the flesh. You wouldn't find me on the flesh side. Because what? I am yielding to the Holy Spirit. I am constantly eating and I'm constantly drinking. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, what? Shall be filled. God does not lack supply. God has more than enough for you and for me. I want to challenge the church this morning. Don't leave here the way you're coming. Say, Holy Ghost, I'm going deeper with you. Holy Ghost, I'm going deeper. I want to live the Spirit's life. I want to long different. I want to have this life with passion, with zeal, and with fervor. But you are not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have. Now, let's go to 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is what? Life. The Spirit is what? Life because of righteousness. Meaning now, you are now being strengthened by the Spirit. You're being energized by the Holy Ghost. How are you able to live the Christian life? Not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. How did you get rid of addiction? Not by my own doing, but by the Spirit. How come you don't smoke weed no more? Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. How come you're not depressed anymore? Not by might, not by power, meaning your own doing, but by the Spirit. Spirit. How come you're not going back and forth to the doctor anymore? Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Because when the Spirit comes, the anointing comes. And the Bible says it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. So with the yoke of sickness, can be broken by the anointing, the Holy Ghost. The sickness, poverty can be broken by the Spirit of God. Addiction can be broken by the Spirit of God. You just got to have some knowing. Every day you're transacting with God. You're giving him your troubles. You're giving him your addiction. You're giving him your depression. You're giving him the disease day by day. I want to tell you of a woman. Her name is Joel Osteen's mom. She had stage 4 cancer. They thought she was going to die. My God, she celebrated her 98th birthday. She's been alive since 1980 something with they diagnose her with cancer. I want to tell you today, cancer has to burn, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Look at her brother over there. They said he had lung cancer. Stage 4. Stage 4. But mighty God, he is a living testimony that God is able to do what man, when man says no, when the doctor says no, God says by my Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is what? Come upon you. Listen, it's not time for us to say, oh God, I don't know if you're going to do it. No, he says, speak to the mountain and it shall be moved. Speak to it. When Jesus passed by and he saw the fig tree and the fig tree wasn't being fruitful, what he did? He cursed the fig tree. And when he came back the next day, they say, Master, the fig tree has withered. How did that happen? The Bible says how Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost and power, went forth and operated in the power of the Holy Ghost. So church, We got to come up and live the Spirit's life. When you see something that's contrary, you speak to it under the authority of the Holy Ghost. You speak and you decree and you declare and watch it come to pass. Leave here today remembering, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Give the Holy Ghost some room to dwell in you. Give the Holy Ghost some place in your life. Oh my God, you know he's in your spirit, but move him from the spirit and say, Holy Ghost, fill my mind. Holy Ghost, fill my body. Let my flesh be ruled by the Spirit of God. Let my affections be ruled by the Spirit of God. My God, let my desires be ruled by the desires of the Spirit. Let me align with the heart of God in Jesus' name. Let's all stand.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's faith it forward.